This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. All arrangements have been put in place for counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls tomorrow. The counting for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly constituencies will also be held on the same day. The counting will begin from 8 a.m. General elections were held from the 19th of April to the 1st of June 2024 in 7 phases. The Election Commission has said the counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. The Commission has also issued a handbook for returning officers and counting agents, which is available on its website. The Commission added that the comprehensive instructions for counting arrangements, procedure of counting of votes and storage of EVMs and VVPATs are already available on its website. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has said that India has created a world record with 64.2 crore voters participating in the Lok Sabha polls. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Kumar said the number is 1.5 times the voters of all G7 countries, the US, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Japan and Canada. He said in this Lok Sabha poll, 31.2 crore women voters cast their votes, which is the highest ever in the world. Highlighting the details related to robust counting process, the Chief Election Commissioner said three-layer security of Central Armed Police Forces has been put in place at the counting centres. He said round-the-clock CCTV coverage will be done at the counting centres along with micro-observers on each counting table. In Jammu and Kashmir, a day ahead of the counting of votes, three-tier security has been activated in and around the counting centres in Jammu and Kathua districts. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that returning officer and Jammu district magistrate Sachin Kumar Vaishya reviewed the security measures, logistics and essential amenities at the counting venues. The administration has fully trained the staff and sensitised all polling agents for the counting process. The Election Commission has rejected the request of Congress leader Jairam Ramesh for 1 week's time to file a detailed reply to his allegation against the Union Home Minister Amit Shah. In its letter to Mr. Ramesh, the Commission asked him to file his response along with the factual basis of his allegation by 7 this evening. Mr. Ramesh had alleged that the Union Home Minister had called 150 district magistrates in a bid to influence them ahead of the counting of votes. The district magistrates are also the district election officers during the counting process. The Commission stated that no district magistrate has reported any such influence as alleged by Mr. Ramesh. Yesterday, the Congress leader responded to the Commission's letter regarding his allegation and sought a 1 week extension for a detailed reply. The Supreme Court today directed the centre to hold an emergency meeting of Upper Yamuna River Board with the states of Delhi, Haryana and Himachal Pradesh to address water scarcity in the national capital amidst unrelenting summer heat and soaring demands. A vacation bench of Justices B.K. Mishra and K.V. Vishwanathan ordered the meeting to be held on the 5th of June. The bench scheduled the case for the 6th of June and said the minutes of the meeting and the suggested steps to be taken by the stakeholder states should also be placed on record. The court was hearing a petition moved by the Delhi government last week for a directive to Haryana to release surplus water provided by Himachal Pradesh through the Wazirabad barrage. Indian shares reached record highs, the rupee strengthened and bond yields declined today. Domestic equity markets rode a wave of optimism, with both Nifty and Sensex rising over 3%. The Sensex was trading at a massive high of 2,384 points, or 3.22% higher at 76,345, while the Nifty climbed 713 points, or 3.17% up at 23,245. When reports last came in, the benchmark 10-year government bond yield touched 6.94%, its lowest since April 8, 2022, falling 4 basis points from its previous lows. Meanwhile, the rupee strengthened to 82.95 rupees, its highest since March the 19th. In ICC T20 World Cup cricket, David Warisi's all-round heroics in the Super Over gave Namibia a victory in their opening ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024 match at Kensington Oval. And with that, we end this news bulletin.